you got St. John, you got 1 John, and then 2 John, and then 3 John. And I realized in the book of John, it's got a lot of tribulation overtones to it and all that, but there's a lot of scripture there that can be applied to the church and to individuals' life. We talked about the elder lady, the elect lady and her children. And I've said, I believe this is probably Mary Magdalene or Martha, one of them. Somebody he had known, and it's because he makes reference that when they first got, he says, I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment, verse 5, unto thee, but that which we have from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. And if you love the Lord, you know, I'm thinking about this the other day. I think about this. The reason why people fall out, and the reason why people quit reading their Bible, it comes down to the love for God. It's got to be that. And when people start saying, well, you know, somebody at the church said this, somebody said this, somebody said that, I mean, that's just petty stuff. That's petty. That's really petty. But it's got to come down to you got to really have a love for God. You say, well, I'm not going to go down there with them hypocrites. Well, we're all hypocrites in some way or another in our life. Everybody's hypocritical in some aspect of their life. But people use excuses to say why they don't want to serve God. And it comes down, I believe, with all my heart, is a love for God. If you love the Lord, you care less what anybody does. Amen. Care less what anybody says about you. You're going to keep on doing what you're supposed to do and honor God and be in church and be faithful and read your Bible and witness and all that. You're just going to do what you're supposed to do. But what happens is our pride gets hurt or we get mad at God. It comes down to a point where you say, I'm mad at the brethren, but you're really mad at God. And you get mad at God and you'll quit. And you'll quit doing what you're supposed to do. And I call people all the time that's been out of church. Squeaky goes around and sees people, and I go see people, Brother Ken, all the different men in this church. You go around, see people, you talk to people, and they say, how come you haven't been in church? Well, you know, so-and-so. Well, or somebody said this. It comes down to a point where, who do you love? Are you going to follow Jesus Christ and love him? And are you going to follow? You're going to be, you said, well, I just can't. Then you got people sitting across from the aisle from each other in the church, and they say, I ain't coming to church because so-and-so's there. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard. And then when you have a girlfriend-boyfriend thing going on, and then the boy and they break up, then the girl don't want to come back to church, and the boy don't want to come back to church, and they both get out. And that's what usually happens. Brother Ingham said one time, he said, man, at our church one time, he said, we have these families got into it, and he said, they both quit. And he said, they're going somewhere else, but, you know, but most of the time people don't go nowhere else. Amen. They'll sit at home, and they'll sit there, and they'll use that for excuse why they can't serve God. Amen. But if they're going to another good Bible-believing church, that's one thing. I mean, okay, you got a church you're going to that you believe that, you know, they believe like you do. But what I found, most people won't go to a church that believes what they believe. They go to a church where they can hide. They go in there and sit and hide, and like I just talked to a boy this week, and he's going to a charismatic church. I said, I thought you believe the Bible. Well, I do. Well, why are you going there? Well, just, you know, come on, man. You got to be kidding me. And if I got mad at this church, and went, I would go to another Bible-believing church. Amen. I'd find me one. Yep. Man, it's just stupid that what people use for excuses. They get mad at somebody, or so-and-so's there, or you know, or he's there, or something like that. It's just stupid. And when, like I said, I thought about it and thought about it. I thought it comes down to a point: do you love God, and you're going to honor Him? That's what it comes down to. Do you love Him, and you're going to honor Him? He says. The elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not only I, but also they that have known the truth, for the truth's sake, which dwell in us and shall be with us forever. Grace be unto you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Son of the Father in truth and love. We talked about that last time. I rejoice greatly that I found thy children walking in truth. We talked about that. It's a blessing when your kids... When you train up your kids and then they walk in truth. The Bible says train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. Sometimes they go astray. It's not your fault. It's not your fault that they go astray. Just don't be a hypocrite in front of them. And they try to use that on you. They'll try to use that. You did this. You did that. You said this. You said that. And they'll try to put the guilt trip on it. And when it comes down to it, they're not going to go to church nowhere. They're just going to go live the way they want to live. And I was talking to another guy this week, and he says, what is it? With these millennials, he said, man, millennials, it seemed like there are more suicides among the millennials than any other crowd. Why is that? I said, well, I think it is because of they want what they want, and they want it right now. We all do. We all have that in us. We want what we want, and we want it now. But millennials, it's something they ain't got no, I don't know, it's just something, and we can pick on them, and I probably are picking on them, but they ain't got something that's like a grit in them or something. And then I thought about it, if they're having children, what are they passing down to their kids? He says, I rejoice greatly that I found thy children walking in truth. As we have received a commandment from the Father, now I beseech you, your children could be the ones that you've led to the Lord Jesus Christ to. I've led a lot of folks to the Lord, and you say, where are they all at? I mean, there's some around, but I haven't done my job like I should have in discipling them. I've led people to Christ, and then you never see them again. But I want to see some fruit remain and some grow and some do something for the Lord. I rejoice greatly. I found thy children walking in truth as we have received a commandment from the Father. Now I beseech thee, lady, as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And that's one thing that's really missing in people's lives as well. And I've said this, if you're going to pastor a church, you got to love people. And you got to love people. You got to love where they're at, man. You got to deal with them. You go around, try to deal with them, and then you try to get them to grow. It's almost a lot of times you got to spoon feed. You know, you lead somebody to Christ, you got to spoon feed them. Even some people have been saved for years and years and years, and you still got to spoon feed them. You still got to kind of open your mouth. Come on. Like a mama does. I watched my wife doing that with the kids, and I laughed at her, and then she watched me for a while, and I was doing the same thing. I was opening my mouth and telling the kids to open their mouth. And you got to do that. And then that's the way it is in this day and time, especially when somebody gets saved, a baby in Christ. But don't stay, if you've been saved any amount of time, don't stay a baby. Now, a baby's known by his works. A baby's known by envy, strife, always having problems, always screaming and crying. We got a nursery downstairs. We can't leave them babies in that nursery by themselves. Why? They'd be beating each other in the head with stuff. And they'll about kill each other. And that's the same way with babies in Christ. I mean, you got to train them. You've got to help them. You've got to be there for them. And you ladies know that more than men do. I beseech thee, lady, not as though I write a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. I said, if you love him, you'll walk after his commandments. No matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody does. People can do you wrong, and people can say things about you, but you'll do it because you love him. You know why I'm pastor of church? Not because of y'all, not because of paycheck, because I love him. And that's what he wanted me to do. He hadn't given me no orders. He hadn't told me to leave. He hadn't told me to quit. And I don't think he will unless he's got something better. I heard Jack Howell say one time, talking about preaching on duty. And man, that thing, I listened to that thing 10 times or more, maybe more. And I listen to that thing, I'm shouting going down the road, beating the dashboard on duty. And I'm saying, yeah. And he said, God never calls you to quit anything. He said, unless he's got something better for you. You know how people say, well, I believe I'm just going to take a break. I'm just not going to. Hey, man, God doesn't tell you to do that. You say, well, I'm just haven't had the time. Well, get time. Get time, get alone with God. Get in your Bible. Get fellowship with the Lord. And God never calls you to quit anything unless he got something better. If you got a Sunday school class, I've had people quit their Sunday school class. Sometimes we've had to tell folks, you need to take time with the Lord, and you have to step aside on the Sunday school class. Take time with God and get back close to the Lord. And he says, this is love. Look what verse 6 says. This is love, that we walk after his commandments. And this is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, that ye should walk in it. The commandment is love. And loving each other, loving people, loving little children, wanting to see them get saved, having a heart for people. And, you know, when I see people now, I go, right now, I don't know why, maybe it's as I got older, but I was doing it for a good while, going, oh, God, help them, Lord. Every time I see people, I go, oh, God, help them. God, help that poor person. Help them to grow. Every time I'm seeing people, I'm talking to myself or talking to God, saying, God, help that person get saved if they're not saved. Just talking to the Lord. And you're supposed to love people. I want to see people saved. I don't want nobody to die and go to hell. Amen. This is love, that we walk after his commandments. And this is commandment, that as you have heard from the beginning, that ye should walk in it. For many deceivers are entered into the world. And we know that for sure. I mean, there's been many of them. And there's many more to come. He says, who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. And this is the deceiver and an antichrist. It says a antichrist. It's not the antichrist, but an antichrist. And there's a lot of guys like that. I think a deceiver I think about on TV would be Joel Osteen, amen, the deceiver. There's a bunch of deceivers on TV. And all they are is after the money, after the people's, after whatever they can get from people. He says, in verse 8, and it says, look to yourself, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. And it says, look to yourself, examine yourself, check yourself out. Why? Because some people get deceived into other religions. You get deceived in something where people not, they don't believe Jesus Christ was God. Now, we said this last time. Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, and a bunch of other religions don't believe that Jesus Christ was God. And people, like I said, Mormons will knock on your door, and Jehovah's Witnesses knock on your door, and they say, well, I used to be a Baptist. I always say to them, you probably weren't a good one. You probably weren't, if you were a good one, you'd be reading your Bible. You would know you're in a cult. That's what they are, a cult. And people, what happened is, he says, look to yourself and concerning being deceived. Look to yourself. Don't get deceived. You got guys on, you got a guy out there in California saying the blood of Jesus Christ didn't mean nothing. It fell to the ground, didn't mean nothing. Hey, he's a deceiver. He's a liar. Right. There's a bunch of people like that. A bunch of liars that don't believe the Bible. And they're deceivers. And he says, deceiver and antichrist. He said that they don't confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. Mormons, Muslims believe that. I've got a book. I just Eric gave a bunch of books to Nathan, and I had a book before, and I don't know who I lend it to. But then Nathan pulled out the books, and I looked at it. I said, "There it is." It's a black preacher, and he said, and the name of the book is "Why I'm Not a Black Muslim." And he tells the whole story how the black Muslim in America got started by a white man. The black Muslims got started by a white guy, a Jew. And he got his book I've got out there in the excursion. And there's a black preacher, black Baptist preacher, and he said, why I cannot be a black Muslim. And the black Muslim movement is what's his name, Louis Farrakhan. He's a deceiver. Louis Farrakhan doesn't believe Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh. He's a deceiver. He's an antichrist. He's an antichrist. The Bible says, look to yourself that you lose not those things which you have wrought, but that you receive a full reward. Why? The devil's going to try to get your rewards. He'll try to get your crown. He'll try to steal it. And the Bible talks about one day we're going to stand before God at the judgment seat of Christ. And we're going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ, and that's right up here, the judgment seat of Christ. And a Christian's going to be judged there. And a lot of times people say, well, I don't care as long as I get to go to heaven. You'll care at the judgment seat of Christ. You'll care when you stand before Jesus Christ and have him judge you for what you've done since you've been saved. You'll care then. When you have him looking you in the eyes and you're standing on nothing in the universe and standing out there in space and looking at the guy going, man, is this a dream? Is this a dream? Is this a dream? And God judges you. You say, well, I go to hell? No, you're saved. You're going to heaven. But man, he says, look to yourself that you lose not that which you have wrought, but that you receive a full reward. You're going to want to be able to have him to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You want to hear those words, well done, instead of him putting his head down and walking right on past you. You say, where's that at? It's in the Bible. First Corinthians chapter 6, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I mean, judgment seat of Christ. You don't want the Lord to just look at you and go, did you love me? Yeah. That's the first thing he asked Peter. You love me? Right. That's why John's writing this. He said, is the love one another. Love the Lord. Do you love him? I'm not going to let nobody, Lord helping me, I'm not going to let nobody push me out of serving God. I ain't going to let nobody push me out from loving God. Lord, helping me. I speak as a fool. All flesh is grass, I know. I ain't going to let nobody. Nobody. Done made up my mind. And what happens is people get offended in church. And they'll quit going to church. And then you ask them, where are you going? Well, I ain't going back to church. A bunch of hypocrites. You'll use that until your dying day. And then at the judgment seat of Christ, you'll wish to God you had a different attitude. Look to yourself. What is saying? Examine yourself. Say, who am I serving? I never forget, I got, Dr. Upman wrote me a letter years ago. I was pastoring his church. He wrote me a letter, got mad at me. And I loved him, respect him, still do. And he wrote me a letter, 3 pages, and bawled me out. He even told Brother Ingram, tell Ryman, don't send his son, his nephew, nobody to my school. Man, you talking about hurting you. That hurt me. But you know what? And the devil crawled right up on my shoulder and said, why don't you just show him? Just show him. Quit. Just show him. That's what the devil will do to you. He hadn't changed his tactics one bit. He'll try, show him. Just quit. Just do what you want to do. Live where you want to live. And I'm thinking about it. I mean, I started thinking about it. Then I went, what in the world? What in the world? What's the matter with you? And another voice said, who are you serving anyway? You serving Dr. Upman or you serving me? And that's when I made up my mind. I said, you're right, Lord, I'm sorry. Whether he ever forgives me or I didn't do nothing wrong, whether he ever says good boy or well done or whatever, it makes no difference. And I made up my mind, I'm going to keep on going, keep preaching and keep doing what I'm supposed to do, care less what he said. 5 years later, he gave me a doctor's degree. Man, you just keep on. Make up your mind. We sing that song, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Make up your mind. Amen. Who you going to serve? Look to yourself. People get all upset over little stupid things. Want to quit serving God. That, man, that's something that ticks me off. Make up, man, people quit over stupid things. I was talking to Brother Hal Roscoe this week. How he wanted me to come up and preach for him on a Thursday. I said, no, I can't do it, brother. I just can't. I'm going Friday night preaching to the other church. I said, I can't. But I made up my mind. I said, brother, I appreciate your offer, but I can't. And he said, man, it seemed like more and more people quitting, getting out of church. What is going on? I said, people haven't made up their mind. And they're looking for excuse. Everybody, they're looking for excuse. I said, but if you love God, you're looking for a way to get closer in. If you love the Lord, you want to say, I'm going to serve God. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what they do. I don't care what, they can't run me out. They can't shoot me out. They might be able to shoot you out, but that, I mean, it says, verse 9, whosoever transgresses and abides not in the doctrine of Christ have not God. And the doctrines of Christ is we're going through that in Sunday school. We're going through the doctrines, what the doctrines are, the doctrines of Christ. And it ought to be in Sunday school. He that abideth in the doctrines of Christ, he hath both the Son, the Father, and the Son. If you're abiding in his doctrine, and when a person gets off track and they get out and get into some false doctrine, start going along with other religion of doctrine, you know, I'm talking about, you said, why is that so important? Because a lot of religion out there now is not built upon the Bible.
Right.
It's built upon a religious symbol or a religious brand. What we believe is not on a Baptist brand. There's a lot of stuff that Baptists believe we don't believe because the Bible says different.
Amen.
And we're not a Baptist bride or church.
Amen.
We don't believe in the Baptist bride. You say, what is that? There's a lot of churches and there's guys I know. They're Baptist briders and I'm not a Baptist brider. A Baptist bride. I've had guys accuse me of being Catholic. They said, you're universal. You're universal. No, that universal means Catholic. And I said, no, I'm not. I'm a Bible believer.
Amen.
I'm not a Baptist brider. And see, what the Baptist brider is, they teach only the Baptists are going to go to heaven. That's crazy.
Amen.
That's cutting out John Wesley and Charles Wesley and Sam Jones and some of the greatest preachers America ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're cutting them out saying, oh, they can't be a part of it because they're not Baptists.
Yeah.
They were Methodists. Some of the greatest preachers of America ever seen was Methodists. So they're cutting them out. So I said, you crazy, man. This is crazy stuff. It says, verse 10, if there come any unto you, look at this. Here's a warning. If there come any unto you that bring not this doctrine, talking about Jesus Christ being God. It says, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Don't even say to him, God bless you. Don't let him in your house. When Mormons knock on the door, I don't let them in the house. Amen. When I first got saved, I went to Bible school, and these Mormons knocked on my door. I didn't know they were Mormons. I didn't know what they said. Sir, we're from the Church of Jesus Christ, Latter-day Saints. And I never heard of that, and I thought, oh, come on in. And I let them come in the house. And they sat down, and they started telling me their spiel, and I'm listening to them. And I was like 21 years old. And I'm listening to them, and I go, I said, man, you all sound like, I started laughing. I said, you guys sound like these morons that I know. And they thought I was just let them in the house to cut them down. I said, no. I said, you guys sound like these morons, man. They don't believe Jesus Christ is God and all that stuff. I said, they're called Mormons. And the guys looked at me real funny. They said, sir, I don't know if you know this or not, but see, the Church of Jesus Christ, the Latter-day Saints, that's what we are. We're Mormons. I said, oh, man, get out of my house. Get out. Get out of my house. Get out. If there come any unto you that bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Look what the Bible says. Here's a warning. He that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. God will hold you accountable for it. It says you're a partaker. And you got all these Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, and there's legitimately some saved people that got messed up in that mess. Saved people. And they go around knocking on doors and saying, we're Jehovah's Witnesses. And then when you come down to it and you find out that they've got saved, but they've been backslidden. And you know what? You know why some people told me why they like Jehovah's Witnesses? Because Jehovah's Witnesses are nice to them. And they come by the house. And that puts us to shame. Really. It really does. It puts us to shame. Where they'll go by their house and sit down with them and go over the Bible with them. And that's what these folks are talking about in India. Go sit down with them, talk to them about the Bible. He that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face. This is John the Beloved talking. He said that our joy may be full. The children of thy elect sister greet thee. Amen. And it says elect sister. Elect elder, lady, elect lady. And whenever you see election in the Bible, you say, are we elected? Yeah, we're elected in Jesus Christ. It's in God's foreknowledge. Now, Calvin taught the election is God sat down and said, this many people is going to go to hell, whether they like it or not. This many people are going to go to heaven, whether they like it or not. That's what Presbyterians believe. The Presbyterian Church, they're Calvinists, and they believe that. And there's some Baptists that are Calvinists. They believe, that's why you don't see them passing out tracts. They don't witness. They don't tell. They say, well, whoever's going to be saved is going to be saved. Whoever's going to be lost is going to be lost, no matter what. So that's why they do that. So a person that's passing out tracts, they're trying to, you know, go into highways and hedges like the Lord commanded. Go out in the highways and hedges and compel them to come in. And you're trying to reach people with the gospel. He said, thy children, the children of thy elect sister greet thee. Amen. But and a lot of times you find the election is according with the Jews, the Jewish people. Go to Romans chapter 11. Romans 11, real quick, and we'll stop with this. Romans 11. Look what we can go through election. It'd take a good while to go through election. And then you got these folks teaching that God's done with the Jews, and now we're taking their place. We're taking their place. Now, we're spiritual Jews under Abraham. We're spiritual Jews, but we're not like these guys going around. By faith, we're spiritual Jews by faith. But these guys going around saying, okay, God's done away with the Jews, and we're taking their place. There's a religion that's called the Worldwide Church of God. And they believe that. They believe God's done with the Jews, and they're taking the place. And I think there's one other organization that believes that. I can't think of it. I'll think of it maybe in a minute. But Romans chapter 11, let's read on down. Let's read this thing for a minute. Let you see it. I say then, have God cast away his people? Talking about the Jews. God forbid. For I also am a Jew, an Israelite, of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. This is Paul the apostle writing. God have not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Note, underline that word, foreknew. Whenever you find election is always connected with God's foreknowledge. God's foreknowledge. God foreknew. Wot ye not what the scripture saith of Isaiah, how he made an intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets, dig down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so, then, at this present time also there is a remnant according to the what? Election of grace. There's a remnant. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. He said that. I understand that. Oh, yeah. What then? Israel have not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it. And the rest were blind. And that's why the Jews, they're blinded. They said, let his blood be on us and on our children from forever. When they said that, oh, man, they cursed themselves. Can a person curse themselves? They sure can. According as written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, ears that they should not hear unto this day. And David saith, let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see and bow down their back always. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather through their fall, salvation has come unto the Gentiles. That's us. For to provoke them to jealousy. Now, if the fall of them, we went to Israel. We went over there. All these Gentiles go into Israel. All the thousands and thousands and thousands of Gentiles going into Israel. And the Jews are making money off the Gentiles, and so are the Arabs. They're all making money off the Gentiles. And the Bible says God has brought that for jealousy. Here we are, Gentiles. We walk up to the Wailing Wall, and there's these Jews up there. And they say only 20% of the Jews believe in the Messiah. Only 20%. The rest, 80%, they just want to live, party, and live like they want and get rich. And they care less about God. But the 20% up there by the wall praying, they're going, they're just every day, every single day for hours on end. And they take shifts. And they're asking for the Messiah to come. They rejected him. 2,000 years ago, they rejected him. Their kids are suffering for it. 2,000 years later, kids still suffering for it. And what they're going to believe? They're going to believe a lie, the Bible says. They're going to believe a lie. The Antichrist is going to show up, and they're going to say, that's the Messiah. And David saith, let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see and bow down their back always. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid, but rather through their fall, salvation has come on the Gentiles for to provoke them to jealousy. Now, if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them, the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? So in medicine, if you look at medicine, people that's come up with cures for certain diseases, Jews. You look at the bankers, the organization of bankers, Jews. You look at Hollywood, Jews. Jews everywhere, controlling everything, Jews. Where there's money, there's Jews. And, you know, they always cut down. They say, did you Jew them down? Jews are known for that. Did you Jew them down? He said, I speak to you Gentiles, and as much as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I might magnify my office. He says, if by any means I may provoke to emulation them that which are my flesh, and might save some of them. See, the blindness, it says, in part has happened to the Jews. So there's some Jews couldn't save. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? For if the first fruits be holy, the lump also is holy, and if the root be holy, so are the branches. If some of the branches were be broken off, and thou being a wild olive tree, that's us, were grafted in among them, and with them partakers of the root and fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches, but if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Jesus Christ was a Jew. Salvation is of the Jews. Us Gentiles just got in on it. We got grafted in. You say, is all the Jews, they're elected? They were elected, but that don't mean they're going to heaven. They're part of the election, but they're not saved. And they're not saved, they're not going to heaven. And if you read the rest of that chapter, there's a lot in there. And there's a lot on election, and we could go through all that. Maybe we'll do it next time. But anyway, we'll stop right there. Any questions or anything? Anybody?